Hey, my name's Don Hanshew. I'm one of the pastors at W9 Methodist Church, and we are glad to be with you in your living room, your kitchen, your dining room table, wherever it is, maybe in your couch, whatever you got going on. We're just glad to be in Bible study with you. And tonight, we're going to talk about a different type of diet, and I am with my good friend,
Sarah Jane Nixon, and I'm the pastor at New Dublin Presbyterian Church, and we're always glad to do this together.
It's a lot of fun, and we're going to start off with a word of prayer, and Sarah Jane's going to guide us.
Absolutely. Let's pray. Lord, we are very, very grateful this evening for the gift of technology that is making so much worship and study and encouragement doable, even through this time where we're not together the way we're used to be. And we pray that you would set aside any of the distractions that come with technology, that you would make us hungry for your word, make us eager for what you have to say to us that no one else can say. And we ask that we would hear it faithfully and do it as well. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. So, maybe you've already had dinner, maybe you're eating dinner while you're watching this, but if you've ever been on a diet, have you ever been on a diet? Oh, that's a terrible question, I guess, to ask.
You know, I'm not officially dieting. No, I've done, you know, kind of lifestyle changes and incorporating more exercise.
Yeah. That's, I think a lot of us have, you know, not official, like a diet, like the whatever Atkins diet. Or the low-carb diet. You know, there's tons of diets out there. But for whatever, and I'm not giving diet advice, by the way, but I'm just saying, there's the carnivore diet, you got the keto, whatever. But if you take those seriously, whatever that is, for whatever your health goals or aesthetic that you're looking for, they often require some pretty significant lifestyle changes. You may even have to make a lot of your meals, you know, do some pre-cooking on Saturday so you have food for the whole week because of your lifestyle. You know, you can't make that kind of food, you know, take it to work or whatever, so you have your own food. Your friends might invite you to go to lunch with them at work, and you're like, I got to bring my own food, let me warm it up before I go, or whatever that looks like. And it's awkward sometimes because your friends have to wait on you, or, you know, you're just not going to be able to eat some of the food you used to, and it's so tempting. But it's a lifestyle change, you know, because it's this choice that you have made that's going to have an impact for a goal that you want to reach. And that's sometimes hard for the people around you to accept. You know, sometimes it's various reasons, they just misunderstanding, don't understand, a little bit jealous that you are that disciplined or whatever that is. It can be troublesome at times. Or you can think about it in a different way.
Absolutely.
Your friend.
My friend, yeah, I had a friend, you know, shifting realms here a little bit. A good friend of mine is the only Christian in her family. And struggles a little bit with that because when she gets up to go to church, or, you know, before coronavirus, yeah, we get up to go to church, her family would really resist this and say, you know, clearly, you know, you hate your grandparents because you're going to skip brunch with your grandparents. Or it just became a real, you know, point of contention between her and her family. And being willing, you know, to put up with that for the sake of her, you know, goals of spiritual growth or, you know, goals of weight loss, as it case, you know, may be, it's a real cost. And it's, I think, something that we shouldn't downplay. It can be, you know, genuinely socially expensive to make even positive life changes.
That is exactly right. There's a cost to it. Mm-hmm. And it can be socially expensive. That's a great way to say that. You know, whatever it is, it's your physical diet or your spiritual diet, you know, it will have an impact on how you act and what you do. And in the same kind of understanding of that, I want to bring you to some scripture because, you know, I love how scripture is so timeless. And it's wonderful that Jesus and John, the Gospel of John in particular, was helping us see some of this in John chapter 12. And we're going to skip down to verse 43. But let me set it up for you a little bit. What's going on is that Jesus is teaching, and there are some really important Jewish leaders who are listening, and some of them are convinced. Others are like, nah, he's not who he says he is. But enough of them are convinced. But to actually follow Jesus would create such a lifestyle change that they would not only lose their position in the synagogue, but that would also mean it would have a cascading impact in their influence and position of privilege in the larger community. So John tells us in chapter 12, verse 43, something that's really kind of grinds it in. He says, "For they loved praise from men more than praise from God." They couldn't follow Jesus because they loved praise from men more than they loved praise from God. And the point I wanted to make for you today is that the hidden work in your heart is often the best work and not the hard work. Or think about it this way: the hidden heart work is the best work that you could do to have an impact on others around you and in yourself. Sometimes it's easier to do the hard work to look like something that you're not, but instead we have to do the hidden heart work to get to the place that we feel God is calling us to. And it creates a lifestyle change, sometimes friction. And in this season of Lent, this is a perfect season for you to consider and think about how can you let some of the heart work that's going on in you begin to be seen by those around you. You're not alone in this journey. We walk with you, and you have many others who do the same. We can walk with this together and begin to allow our heart work to be the best work. You want to close us in a word of prayer?
Let's say a prayer. Lord, we ask you to be with us and to help us as we seek to resist the temptations of instant gratification in favor of the hard heart work of being faithful to you, of being transformed into your image. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We'll see you next week.
Take care. Have a good evening.